Well, let's pray. Lord, we want to thank you so much for the privilege of being together around the Word of God tonight. And we again would remember that the promise of the Bible is that the entrance of your words will give light, it will give understanding unto the simple.
我们也感谢您的应许说对那些简单的人心思简单的人您就给他们智慧能够明白您的话。
And so, Lord, our prayer is that you will speak to each of our hearts tonight.
主啊，我们祈求您今天能对我们每个人的心说话。
We thank you for everyone who's joined us and others probably will join later. We pray that each one will receive a blessing from the Holy Spirit of God. Some, Lord, are eager to learn more about the Lord. They know the Lord is their Savior and they're zealous to learn the truths of God. We pray that you will make it clear to them.
有些人他们是已经信靠了耶稣基督做他们的救主的，他们特别的想知道更多一点关于您的真理，求您让他们今天能够清楚地明白您的真理。Some
Lord may not really be sure of their relationship with you, not sure of salvation. We pray that you will confirm in their hearts the way of salvation.
还有一些呢，他们可能跟您之间的关系还不是很清楚，他们也不太清楚救恩是什么。主啊，求您今天能够以更清楚的方式让他们明白。And
Lord, some may be very new to this wonderful message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we pray that this evening they will learn about the Savior and put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
还对有些人来说呢，这福音的信息对他们是非常新的。我们盼望今天，他们能够听到这个信息，并把他们的信心放在主耶稣基督的身上，得着那救恩。Help
Eric, we pray, as he will teach and explain the truth of God.
当 Eric 教导我们解释这真理的时候，求您帮助他。And
help Yan Ling, Lord, as she will translate, and the others who may have questions or comments.
也求您帮助我，当我翻译的时候，还有有些人可能会有一些评论或者是问题。Bless
us all tonight and build your church, we pray.
求您今天祝福我们每一个人，也亲自建立您的教会，我们这样祷告。And
we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Last week we looked at the most important question that could ever be asked by mankind.
我们上个星期讨论了一个人类能够问的最重要的问题。
And I'd like to just look at that for one moment before we get into our topic of the Holy Spirit tonight.
我们讲今天的圣灵这个话题之前呢，我们再回顾一下这个问题。
You remember that question. It was asked by Job, one of the earliest books of the Bible.
大家可能都记得这个问题，这个是约伯问的，约伯记是可能是圣经里最古老的一卷书。
How can a man be just before God?
问题是在神的面前人怎么才能成为义呢？
Now that's the most basic question that man could ever ask in his entire lifetime.
这是人在他的一生中能问的最基本的问题。
Because the answer to that question is going to tell us where we are going to spend eternity.
因为这个问题的答案呢，会告诉我们我们将要在哪里度过我们的永生。
God is holy and cannot have sin in his presence.
神是圣洁的，在他的面前不能有罪。
And so for anyone who wants to go to heaven to be with God, they're going to have to be completely righteous.
想要跟神在一起, 在圣洁的神面前永远, 在天堂的话, 他必须是完全公义的。
But we've all sinned and we've fallen short of God's glory.
但是我们都犯了罪, 都亏缺了神的荣耀。
How can I stand in the presence of a holy God?
我怎么才能站在一个圣洁的神的面前呢?
That's the question. How can I be justified? That's the question each of us needs to answer.
所以这就是那个问题, 我们每个人都需要回答这个问题, 在神的面前我怎能成为义呢?
Well, God has the answer, and only God has the answer.
神有这个答案, 也只有神有这个答案。
We might then ask ourselves, what does it mean to be justified before God?
所以我们得问自己一个问题, 在神面前称为义是什么意思呢?
It means one thing, and that is that he alone can justify the sinner.
这意味着只有他才能称一个罪人为义。
God must reckon us or declare us righteous. That's what justification means. God declares us righteous.
称义呢就是神要宣告我们或认定我们是义的。
When we receive the Lord Jesus as Savior, God reckons us to be righteous.
当我们接受耶稣基督做我们的救主的时候，神就认定我们是公义的了。
Not according to our works, but according to the fact that full satisfaction has been made for our sins upon the cross of Calvary.
不是因为我们的行为，而是因为在十字架上所做的工作完全满足了神公义的要求。
And that's the grace of God coming down from heaven.
这是神从天而降的恩典。
In the person of his son, the Lord Jesus.
是借着他的圣子主耶稣基督赐给我们的。
And he went to the cross and died there for us.
主耶稣走上十字架，在那里为我们而死。
And God was completely satisfied with his sacrifice.
对主耶稣献上的祭，神是100%的满意。
So how can I obtain that righteousness?
我怎么才能得到这个义呢?
Only on the basis of faith.
只能基于信心。
Believing. The believing sinner is clothed in the righteousness of God himself.
一个相信的罪人就披上了神的义。
Now, just turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter 5 and verse 1.
我们翻到罗马书5章1节。
Romans chapter 5 and verse 1.
罗马书5章1节。
And therefore, having been justified by faith, we have, number one, we have peace with God.
我们既因信称义,首先呢,我们就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
That is, those that have been justified by faith can stand in God's presence and know complete peace.
因信称义的人呢,就可以站在神的面前,他们就明白什么是完全的平安。
And notice that peace comes through our Lord Jesus Christ. That is, his sacrifice there on the cross, paying for our sins, and then rising again into God's presence to be at God's right hand, our Savior.
这个平安呢,就是借着耶稣基督在十字架上为我们而死。 付上了全部的代价,然后又从死里复活,现在升到天上坐在父神的右边。
And that's not all.
但这并还没有结束。
He goes on in the second verse and says, through whom, that is through Jesus, we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. There's our standing in the very presence of God by grace through faith.
我们看第二节，他接着还有别的，他说我们又借着他，还是借着耶稣，因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，我们现在都站在这恩典中， 借着信心。
And now instead of fear standing in front of God, it says in the last part of that second verse, we rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
我们不是怀着惧怕的心站在神的面前的，而是看这 第二节的后半段,
So, just wanted to review what we looked at last week. We're justified by His grace. It's a gift.
首先我们是因着神的恩典,
we can't earn it.
我们不能自己挣得。
We obtain it by faith.
我们是靠着信心得着的。
And the great cost was the life of God's beloved Son.
这付上的代价呢, 就是主, 他所爱的圣子的生命。
And now we can stand righteously in His presence. How can a man be justified before God? By faith in His sacrifice that He made with His Son.
所以我们现在就可以 站在神的面前了，一个罪人怎么能够称义呢？就是借着主耶稣，他在十字架上所成就的功，我们借着信心得着了。我们因为相信这个得着。Now
we'd like to start our study on the Holy Spirit tonight. In the weeks ahead, we want to look at the person of the Holy Spirit.
接下去的几周呢,
we want to see His work in the past. We want to see His work in believers today, the new birth, the indwelling, the baptism.
是重生的信徒，他内住在信徒里面。
And we want to differentiate in the coming weeks between the baptism of the Spirit, the indwelling of the Spirit, and the filling of the Spirit.
我们在接下去中还要区分什么是被圣灵充满、受圣灵的洗和圣灵内住这几个概念。
And then we'd like to go on and look at some of the gifts of the Spirit and the manifestations of the Spirit. So let's get started. When Paul the Apostle met some of the disciples of John the Baptist way up in Ephesus, He asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?
当保罗在以弗所遇到几个施洗约翰的门徒的时候, 他说, 你们接受圣灵了吗?
They answered, no, we have not even heard there is a Holy Spirit.
他们说没有, 我们都没有听说过圣灵。
Today, most Christians have heard of the Holy Spirit. But they don't know much about Him or the ministries that He performs, the things that He does.
但是对他的了解不多，也不明白，他所做的工作。
There's so much confusion surrounding the Holy Spirit and His gifts and how He works in the world today.
关于圣灵以及他的 圣灵的恩赐还有他怎么做工的有很多的困惑。
The Lord introduced the topic of the Holy Spirit to His disciples in an interesting way.
主耶稣向他的门徒呢引进圣灵这个 话题呢是用一个有趣的方式。
In John chapter 16 and verse 7.
在约翰福音16章7节里面。
John 16 and verse 7 reads, Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the comforter or the helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you.
约翰福音十六章七节是这么说的，然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的，我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来，我若去，就差他来。
This comforter or divine helper is none other than the Holy Spirit.
这里说的保惠师或者说这个神圣的帮助者不是别人，就是圣灵。
While he was with his disciples, physically present with them,He was their guide and their comforter, and their helper.
当主耶稣肉身和他的门徒在一起的时候呢，他是他们的帮助者、带领者。
But now he's going away.
但现在他要走了。
But he's going to leave the Holy Spirit.
但他会把圣灵派下来。
It's another comforter or another helper, the same as he was.So the Holy Spirit will be in the believer.
圣灵是另外一个保惠师和帮助者。主耶稣当时怎么帮助门徒，圣灵也会怎么样做。
Now we're going to go into, more of this truth later, but we'd like to just set a foundation for us tonight.
我们等一会儿再继续讨论这个话题。首先呢，我今天晚上还是想给大家先打一个根基。
And we'd like to talk here about the Godhead or the Trinity as it's known.
我们先来讨论一下这三位一体的神。
Now it's very difficult for us to understand entirely the Trinity, but we must just believe what the scriptures say, and we'd like to review that just for a moment.
我们完全明白三位一体呢是很困难的，但是我们要相信圣经所启示给我们的。我们先来看一下圣经是怎么启示给我们的。
But first of all, there is only one God.
首先只有一位神。
In Mark chapter 12 and verse 29,
在马可12章的29节。
And the Lord Jesus is quoting from the Old Testament.
在这里主耶稣在引用旧约的一节经文。
Jesus answered him, The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
耶稣回答说，第一要紧的就是说，以色列啊，你要听。主我们神是独一的主。
There are a number of scriptures that we could turn to, but for the sake of time we won't. But they all say the same thing, there is only one God.
还有很多经文呢都是同样的意思，我们今天时间关系就不一一查考了，但他们说的都是一样的真理，就是只有一位神。
For example, Paul tells Timothy there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
比如说保罗对提摩太说，只有一位神，和在神和人之间只有一位中保，就是耶稣基督。
That's the first thing, is that there is one God, but there is a plurality within the one God.
刚才讲的是第一点，是只有一位神。第二点呢，就是神是复数。
Genesis chapter 1. In the first chapter of our Bible, and verse 26.
27节，创世纪一章二十七节。
Then God said, let us make man in our image.
26节, 神说, 我们要照着我们的形象, 我们,
according to our likeness.
照着我们的样式, 造人。
So there he speaks of himself as more than one.
这里面神称呼自己呢, 不是一个, 是多数, 我们。
Now, one of his names in the Old Testament is the word Elohim. It's translated God in our English Bibles.
在旧约里面神有一个名字叫 Elohim, 在英文的翻译版本就把它翻译成神。
And that's a plural. And that's used about 2600 times in the Old Testament, that word is used of him.
这个词用来称呼神呢, 是一个, 它这个词性是个复数的, 而且在旧约里面用了2600次来称呼神。
So, the plurality, or the plurality or the Trinity is shown in three distinct persons. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
所以这里面的父,神里面的这个父父呢, 就告诉我们有三位, 就是父,子,灵。
Now this will be known to most of you.
这个大部分大家都知道。
But each of them is God himself.
但是每一位都是神自己。
And we're going to look at that now. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书1章1节。
Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦在父神和主耶稣基督里的教会。
There we see that the Father is God, God the Father.
我们在这里看父是神，因为他说是父神。
And then we see in John chapter 1, we'll see that the Son also is God.
然后我们再看约翰福音的一章, 我们可以看到
And we read that in verse 1, of John chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
约翰福音一章一节说, 太初有道, 道与神同在, 道就是神。
Now, if there's any question of who that Word is, We find in verse 14, it tells us that it's none other than the Lord Jesus himself.
如果谁问,有问题说这个道是谁呢? 这个答案就在14节。
The word,
这个道不是别人, 就是主耶稣基督自己。
The word in verse 1 becomes flesh and dwelt among us and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
14节道,这个道就是第一节说的那个太初有道的道,道成了肉身,住在我们中间,充满满的有恩典,有真理,我们也见过他的荣光,正是父,独生子的荣光。
So the Word was made flesh, the Son came into the world, and he is said to be God in verse 1.
对,道成了肉身,就是主耶稣基督来到地上成为人。那在一章一节里面就告诉我们,这个道就是神,也就是说子就是神。Now
likewise, the Spirit himself is God as well. Turn to Acts chapter 5.
圣灵也是神,在使徒行传5章。
Here, we read that there was a man named Ananias and his wife Sapphira.
第五章里面有两个人, 一个是丈夫亚拿尼亚, 和他的, 还有一个他的妻子撒菲拉。
And they sold some land and pretended that they gave it all the money to the apostles for distribution.
他们卖了他们的田地，然后假装把所有的卖来的价银都给了使徒们。
But Peter in verse 3 said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself?
第三节彼得说，亚拿尼亚，为什么撒旦充满了你的心，叫你欺哄圣灵，把田地的价银私自留下几分呢？
So in verse 3, Ananias was lying to the Holy Spirit, but in verse 5, or verse 4, we continue, while it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You've not lied to men, but to God.
所以第三节里面说，亚拿尼亚是欺哄了圣灵。第四节呢，他接着说，田地还没有卖，不是你自己的吗？既卖了，价银不是你做主吗？你怎么心里起这意念呢？你不是欺哄人，是欺哄神了。所以这里圣灵也是神。
Therefore, we see that the Holy Spirit is God himself.
所以这两节里就告诉我们，圣灵也是神。
Now this is hard, this is very difficult to understand.
这个是很难理解的。
Now some have used a picture of a triangle to illustrate this truth.
所以刚才说三位一体是很难理解的，有人呢是尝试用一个三角形来描述这个三位一体的关系。
The one triangle represents the one God.
是一个三角形，所以就代表是一个神。
And the three sides, they represent respectively the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
三条边呢，分别代表父子圣灵。
So there's three different sides, yet each part of that triangle represents the one God.
所以它有三个边，每一个边呢都代表神自己。
And they're connected because each angle, the three angles, they also share two sides.
但是它们又是联系在一起的，因为我们看每一个角都是由两条边组成的。
So that's just a rough picture of the, you might say, a relationship.
这只是一个粗略的比喻哈，来代表来描述这个关系。
But that is really an inadequate picture.
但是是很不全面的。
Because the triangle is a static thing, whereas God is a living God.
因为三角形只是一个数学的概念，但是神呢是一个活着的神。
And because scripture, it amazingly reveals that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit interact with one another.
圣经用很奇妙的方式向我们启示，父子灵呢是非常融洽的合作产生关系的。
I think a better way to understand the Trinity, at least a little bit, that is, think of it as a family relationship.
我觉得一个更好的描述这个三位一体的关系呢，是一个家庭，家人的关系。
God is not an eternal solitary being, but rather a series of relationships within the Godhead.
因为神他不是一个独立的就是独身的一个状态，它是有相互的关系的。
Now, our finite minds will have difficulty understanding such a being.
但是我们 有限的头脑是很难明白这样一个存在的。
Because we have nothing to reference that truth to in our experience.
因为在我们的经历中呢，我们找不到一个同样的东西让我们能够对应上。
But what we have is the Word of God.
但是我们有神的话。
And the Word of God doesn't try to explain the Godhead, He just tells us the facts.
所以神的话语呢，他并不想要跟我们解释这个三位一体，他就是简单就是告诉我们，神就是三位一体的。
And we accept it by faith.
我们是凭着信心接受。
If we could fully understand God, we'd be God himself. And we're not, we're only created beings.
如果我们真的全然能够明白神的话，我们自己就是神了，就不是一个被造物了。
And that's what makes the Christian life so exciting.
这是为什么我们基督徒的生活如此令人兴奋。
Because we will spend all eternity discovering those relationships there in heaven, and there will always be something new to discover.
因为我们可以用永恒的一生来去探索这个三位一体的关系，而且我们总能发现一些新的奥秘。
Heaven isn't going to be just some static place where everything remains the same.
天堂不是一个静止的状态，就是什么事都是保持不变了。
God will have plenty of surprises and new things for us to explore for all eternity.
神会在永恒里有足够的新的东西让我们去不断的探索和发现。
Now, to continue about who the Holy Spirit is, we'd just like to look briefly at some of the names of the Holy Spirit.
我们若要了解圣灵是谁呢，我们先从他的名字来看。
He is called, and we won't look up these scriptures, but I'll give them if you're taking notes.
我们就不一节节读经文了，如果大家做笔记的话，可以把这些经节记下来。
First of all, he's called God, and that, of course, we read that in Acts chapter 5, verses 3 and 4.
首先他的一个名字是神，就是我们刚才读到的《使徒行传》的5章4节。
He's called the Spirit of the Lord in 2 Corinthians 3:18.
他也在《哥林多后书》里3章18节里面叫做神的灵。
Yeah, I'm not going to look them up, Yanling. So.
我们就不查了, okay.
Yeah. He's also called the Spirit of God, Romans 8:14.
刚才说的不对，刚才那个是叫主的灵，然后在罗马书8章14节里面是叫神的灵。
He's called the Spirit of the Father, Matthew 10:20.
在马太福音10章20节里面呢，是叫父的灵，天父的灵。
He's also called the Spirit of Christ, Romans 8 and 9.
在罗马书的8章9节里面也叫基督的灵。
And so that shows that it shows the oneness of the Godhead there as well as the distinction between the persons.
这些经文告诉我们呢，神的三位一体的神他是合一的，同时呢，他们有各自独立的位格。
He's eternal.
他是永恒的，圣灵是永恒的。
In him is life, we read.
在他里面有生命。
He knows all things.
他是全知的。
And he's everywhere at once.
他也是全在的。
So the Holy Spirit then, just very briefly, he has all the attributes of God himself.
简单归纳呢，就是圣灵呢有神所有一切的特性。
Now some people teach, or at least maybe they don't teach, but in practice, they seem to believe that the Holy Spirit is some kind of impersonal power.
有些人他教导，或者他不教导呢，他是在他的操作过程中呢，传递这样一个认识，他认为圣灵是一个不是一个有位格的能力，只是一个能力，不是有位格的。
This is not the Holy Spirit himself. This is God himself we're talking about.
这不是圣灵自己，是我们在谈的是神自己。
It's almost like a form of witchcraft whereby you cast some kind of spells and then you get a power. And some Christians try to manipulate God in that way.
就好像你念一个咒语就有一个什么特别的能力一样。有些信徒呢他是想去模仿这样的一个做法。
We're going to look right now that the Holy Spirit is a person. We're going to look at his personality. He has a personality, just like the Lord Jesus has a personality and the Father has a personality.
那我们现在要讲的是圣灵是一个人，就是他有他自己的个性，就像主耶稣是个人，他有他自己的个性一样。
Now, there are three qualities of personality.
作为一个位格，那个独立位格，他有三个特点。三个特性吧。
The first is the intellect.
首先它是有智慧的。
To be a real person, you have to have a mind.
如果你是一个完整的人的话呢，你肯定得有思想。
Second, to be a real person, you have to have emotions.
还有就是作为一个真正的人的话，你要有情感。
And thirdly, you need to have a will, a free will.
第三呢，就是你要有一个意志，是你要有自由意志。
We have been created, brothers and sisters, with a free will. We can choose to obey or disobey. We can make decisions. God has given us that awful freedom.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们被造是神给了我们自由意志，我们可以选择顺服，也选择悖逆，我们可以做决定。所以这就是我们有的一个非常有能力的自由意志。
Now we're going to look into the New Testament and see that the Holy Spirit has all those the qualities of a person.
我们可以查考一下新约的经文，就可以证明圣灵有以上三个所有的特性。
It's not some power to be manipulated.
它不是一个被人可以控制的一个力量。
The first is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10.
哥林多后书二章十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11.
Oh, 哥林多, so 1 Corinthians?
First Corinthians, yes.
前书二章，哥林多前书二章十节。
But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明的。因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。
So here we have the Spirit of God actually searching out the deep things of God to be able to reveal them to His own.
所以你看这里面，他圣灵呢，他连神最深奥，最深的奥秘，他都能够明白，而且能够把它启示给自己。
And he goes on in verse 11, for what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God.
除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
So the Spirit of God has an intellect.He has knowledge and he searches things out.
所以在这里面能看出呢，圣灵是有智慧的，他能够明白事情，而且能够参透事情，他有知识。
That is, he knows certain things.
他的确知道一些事。
So that's the first quality of personality. The second is emotion.
这就证明圣灵有作为人性的第一个特征就是他有智慧，然后我们再看第二个情感。
Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30.
以弗所书四章。三十节。
And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
Here, Paul is exhorting the Ephesians to live a holy life in obedience to the Spirit of God.
这里面保罗是在教导以弗所教会的圣徒要过一个圣洁的生活。
And what happens when a Christian disobeys the Lord?
如果信徒悖逆了主的话，会发生什么事呢？
It affects the Holy Spirit. He grieves over it.
就会影响到圣灵，圣灵会因此而担忧。
How do you feel sometimes when your child disobeyed you? You were grieved over it.
当你的孩子被你的时候，你会有什么感受呢？你也会担忧，对吧？
Your heart grieved. It was an emotion, a very powerful emotion.
对，你的心会忧愁，这是一个很强烈的情感。
In the same way, the Holy Spirit, who would long to have joy in the Holy Spirit, grieves over the one who is disobedient.
对，圣灵他也是希望要充满喜乐的，但是对那些不顺服的人呢，他就很忧愁，很担忧了。
So there's Holy Spirit, that's the second quality of personality, is emotion. Well, what about will?
这就证明、well, 圣灵有第二个特性，有情感。嗯，那我们再看意志呢，意志方面的证据呢？
1 Corinthians and chapter 11.
哥林多前书11章。
Or that, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, sorry, verse 11.
不是，是12章的11节。
And here is a subject that we'll be looking at later on. But this verse 11 tells us that the Spirit distributes gifts individually as he wills.
这里面讨论的话题呢是属灵的恩赐，以后我们会详细讲。那这11节里面是告诉我们圣灵分配个人属灵恩赐是按照他自己的意愿的。
And I might say, not according to our will, but according to his will.
或者我们这么说，不是按照我们的意愿分配的，是按照圣灵的意愿分配的。
Because he knows better than you or I what is needed for the church, the body of Christ.Where you fellowship, what kind of gift is needed?
因为圣灵比你我更知道你所要聚会的那个教会更需要什么样的属灵恩赐。
So there we see that the Holy Spirit has a personality, just the same as the Father and the Son.
所以我们刚才上面的经文就证明圣灵它是有完全独立的人格的，跟父和子是一样的。
And there's three distinct persons completely distinct from one another within the unity of one God.
所以三位一体的神呢，他们在合一的状态下呢，又是三个完全独立的，各有自己特征的位格。
Now that does not mean that there are three distinct gods.
但是这不意味着说有三个不同的神。
I'd like you to turn with me to 2 Corinthians 13:14.
我们看哥林多后书13章的14节。哥林多后书13章14节。
And here Paul gives a benediction to the Corinthians.
在这里面呢是保罗给哥林多教会的最后的结束的这个祝福。
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在。
Notice the differences.
看到这里面的区别吗？
First of all, the love of God, that's referring to the Father.
首先神的慈爱就是指天父的慈爱。
You remember it was God so loved the world, God the Father so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
还记得那句经文吗？神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
The Father initiates, he begins, he wills, and he plans.
神是那个，天父是那个发起事情的那一位，他计划，他起头。
And it's the Son who carries out the will of the Father.
然后 圣子呢是来执行圣父的计划的。
And he himself is the gift, and that's the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他自己，耶稣基督就是一个礼物，就是他自己就是神赐给我们的恩典。
Now the role of the Holy Spirit is to reveal the Son to us, who in turn reveals the Father.
所以刚才说到第二点就是主耶稣基督的恩惠，然后再看第三个呢，就是圣灵的感动。圣灵就是来启示圣子和圣父的。
So he calls that the communion of the Holy Spirit might be with the believers that they might enter into the riches of the Godhead themselves.
所以与圣灵的相交呢，会带领圣徒们进到神一切的丰盛当中。
Okay, so, our relationship then. Oh, one more thing here. It's important that, to note that personal pronouns concerning the Spirit, it always refers to Him, a personal pronoun, not it.
还有一点我们要提的就是在圣经里面提到圣灵呢，用的他那个人称代数啊，那个代词啊，是单人旁的那个他，而不是动物和东西的那个宝盖头的那个他。
Now I've heard sorry.
哎呀 ，Go ahead.
I've heard people refer to the Holy Spirit as it.
我听到有人用动物或者东西的那个他来代替那个圣灵的。
Or a thing.
或者把它称作一个东西
or some type of impersonal effect or power.
或者是一个没有人格的独立位格的一个力量或者一个效果一个能力。
But the Holy Spirit is always referred to as a he.
但这都不对，因为圣经里面凡是提到圣灵用的那个代词都是单人旁的那个他。
That is a personal pronoun. He's a person.We must get that in our minds.
所以这个代词呢是用在人身上的，这个我们要在头脑里记得。
And so, we enter into a relationship with Christ through the Spirit.
我们是借着圣灵借道进入和基督的个人的关系里去的。
Jesus is not on earth anymore.
因为基督现在不在地上了。
But we enter into a relationship with the Son through the Spirit, and in turn, we enter into a relationship with the Father.
我们是借着圣灵进到和圣子的关系里面，然后也因此进到和父的关系里面。
And we should be conscious of Him in a very thoughtful way.
我们是要特别有意识的要认识到他的存在的。
You can count on him to be your guide, to be your comforter, to be your helper.
你可以依靠他做你的安慰者，做你的帮助者，做你的引路人。
And remember, some of his names are the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Lord.
要记得他的名字通常会叫做耶稣的灵，耶稣基督的灵，主耶稣的灵。
What is he like? you might say, how does he manifest himself?
你会问, 那圣灵到底是什么样的呢? 他是怎么把自己显明的?
Nobody's seen God at any time.
因为没有人见过神。
Now we have a description of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Gospels.
然后在福音里面呢, 我们对主耶稣基督有一个描述。
But Jesus is now in heaven and the Holy Spirit now is in the world.
但是耶稣现在在天上了,现在跟我们在一起的是圣灵。
How does he identify himself?
圣灵是怎么描述他自己的呢?
Well, there's various symbols that are used of the Holy Spirit in the scriptures.
在圣经里面是用几种形象来描述圣灵的。
Let's look at some of them here.
我们看一下其中的一些。First
of all, the symbol of a wind.
首先呢，我们是用风来代表它。Now,
John, in John's Gospel, the Lord Jesus is talking in the third chapter to Nicodemus.
在约翰福音三章里面呢，主耶稣跟尼哥底母说话。
We'll turn to John chapter 3 for a moment.
我们看一下约翰福音三章。
And in verse 8.
第八节。
The wind blows where it wishes and you hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
风随着意思吹你，听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。Now
we can't see the Spirit, we can't see the wind, but we can see the effect of the wind by the blowing of leaves or washing on a clothesline.
我们不能看见风，同样我们也不能看见圣灵，但是我们可以看到风的这个效果，比如说，树叶被吹动，或者你衣服被吹动，那个晒衣服的绳子被吹动。And
when we see the effect, we are witnessing the invisible power of it.
我们看到它的效果呢，我们就知道它有能力，看不见的能力。
The power of the Spirit of God is evident in the regeneration of a soul, the being born again.
圣灵的能力呢，是体现在它可以重生一个，是就是灵的重生上面显明出来的。
That's the great manifestation of the power of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的能力最大的一个证据。
Because now that person changes, that power to change a sinner into someone who longs to obey the Lord, who now begins to walk in fellowship with God, who at one time was resistant and had their backs to God.
因为这个改变一个人的能力是巨大的，因为这个人曾经呢是被逆神的一个罪人，现在圣灵却把他改变成一个特别愿意顺服神的一个新的人了。
That's why he says in the last part of that verse, so is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
所以这句经文的后半段他说, 凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
You can see it, you can see the Spirit's work in a changed life.
所以你可以在一个被改变了的生命中看到圣灵的工作。
So, God is a Spirit, nobody can see him, and because he's invisible,
神是一个灵，没有人能够看见他，因为神是不可见的。Now,
on the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, verse 2.
在五旬节那一天呢，就是使徒行传的二章二节。
We saw a manifestation there of the Spirit of God on Acts chapter 2 and verse 2.
这一节呢，你能看到这个圣灵的显明。
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。
Now, that great power of the Spirit was seen there in its manifestation in the sound of that rushing mighty wind.
那一天呢，是用这种大响声，好像一阵大风，像这样的一些效果来显明圣灵的存在和能力。
And that was the day that the church was baptized into the Holy Spirit, or baptized with the Holy Spirit.
在那一天呢，圣灵就从就是教会呢就受了圣灵的洗。
So the Spirit working, the picture of wind, we see the effect, but we don't see the Spirit.
所以我们用风来代表圣灵呢，是来表明我们看不见圣灵本身，但是我们能够看到它工作的效果。
Sometimes fire is used in the picture of the Holy Spirit.
有时候圣经也用火来代表圣灵，来描述圣灵。
Because on that day, same day of Pentecost, there was the appearance of tongues of fire which separated each and rested upon each of them.
同样在五旬节那一天呢，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。这里就是火了。
Now fire is a purifying thing and it's a consuming thing.
火呢是用来净化或者说烧毁东西的。
Fire is used to purify fine metals.
火是用来净化一些金属的，一些贵金属都是用来用火来净化的。
It's also a consuming thing in that it will bring, it judges, it burns up that which cannot stand its flame.
在审判的时候呢，火也是用来烧掉、毁掉那些不能存到永远的东西。
Now, on the day of Pentecost, those tongues of fire, they represented the purifying or sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit in those believers.
在五旬节的这个像舌头一样的这个火焰啊，就代表这个净化或者说使圣徒成圣的这个圣灵的工作和能力。
It did not represent doesn't represent judgment or the wrath of God.
在这里火并不象征着神的审判或者神的愤怒。
Turn with me briefly to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们再看一下哥林多前书的三章。
And verse 13.
13节。
Each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work, which he's built on it, endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire.
个人的工程必然显露。因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。人在那根基上所见到的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐；人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。
So this is a picture of the judgment seat of Christ when believers are taken up from the earth and into His presence.
这里描述的是。教会被提以后，在主的面前，他的基督的审判台前的审判。
This is judgment not of the believers themselves, but of their works, what they have accumulated in their service for the Lord.
这里审判的不是信徒自己，是审判的他们在地上积累的工作。
This is not the wrath of God that's reserved for the day of judgment on the ungodly.
这个不是 神的愤怒留给那些不信的人的。
And so sometimes the Holy Spirit is used to purify us. Sometimes the fires of persecution or trouble may come. But it's a purifying thing. It's made to make the gold better.
所以火常常的用来表示这种净化的作用，就像把金子炼净一样的。有时候神又会用逼迫或者一些困难使我们变得更加的圣洁。
Sometimes, fire is used to cleanse something. For example, if something has been contaminated, it could be put through the fire to be decontaminated.
有这种火呢也能起到这个净化的作用。比如说你被污染了的一个东西可以放在火里烧一下它就变干净了。
So it's a picture of a purging out of our sin.
所以这就代表了把我们的罪给洗净。
Another symbol that is used of the Holy Spirit is water.
还有一个用来代表圣灵的一个形象就是水。
These pictures that we have of the Holy Spirit, they show different aspects. This one in John chapter 7 verse 37 speaks of the water, abundant life.
约翰福音的七章七节，刚才我们说的这种不同的形象代表圣灵的，都是来反映圣灵的不同的方面的。在这里面用水呢，表明圣灵的这个生命。
Verse 37 to 39. On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified.
约翰福音七章的三十七节到三十九节，节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。”耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
So water expresses the thought of flowing, like living, abundant life, like a river.
这里面用水呢描述这个流淌的这个丰盛的生命，像江河那样流淌出来。
And so there's a river full of water will quench anyone's thirst.
一个流淌的江河可以解所有人的渴。
The thirst that he's talking about here is spiritual thirst.
这里面说，人渴了，这个渴是指灵里的饥渴，灵里的渴。
And so, also, water being its life-giving, and it also symbolized the giving of new life in the new birth for believers.
水呢也代表赐予新的生命，所以这里面也代表圣灵能够赐给信徒新的生命。
Another symbol is oil.
还有一个象征呢就是油。
Now we often associate oil with anointing.
油呢通常在圣经里都是用来膏抹的。
And the Messiah, the Lord Jesus is That means the anointed one, the one that has been consecrated by God.
基督这个词呢，就是受膏者，就是神指定的那膏抹的那一位。
And so, each believer receiving the Holy Spirit, we talk about the anointing. Each believer has been anointed by the Holy Spirit.
所以每一个重生得救的信徒呢，我们说他们都是被圣灵膏抹的。
Now we'll be talking about the filling of the Spirit and so on. It isn't that we need more of the Spirit. The Spirit needs more of us, is what the...
我们以后会讲到被圣灵充满。圣灵充满的意思不是说我们要得着更多的圣灵，而是圣灵要得着更多的我们。
And sometimes, oil is a picture of fuel for lamps, for burning.
有的时候这个油呢也代表就是这个灯啊，烧灯用的油。
And we need the oil of the Holy Spirit in order to be a light to the world, to be a witness to the world. We can't do it on our own.
我们需要圣灵的工作，我们才能在这个世上做灯，照亮这个世界。
So the oil speaks of, consecration, like the priests were consecrated with oil. It speaks of power, the oil of the Holy Spirit to be a witness.
所以油呢表明我们有成圣的作用，就是像大祭司被高抹以后他就分别为圣归向神。同样呢他也有这个借着圣灵的能力为向这个世界做见证的，就像点灯用的那个油一样，能发光的，使灯能发光的油一样。
Now,another symbol that we see in the scriptures, and there's more, but this will be our last one, is a dove.
圣经里面还有关于圣灵的一些象征啊，我们现在只讲最后的一个，就是鸽子。
The dove is a universal symbol that's used to picture peace and purity.
全世界都用鸽子来象征和平和纯洁。
Now notice in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 16.
马太福音的三章十六节。
It's at the baptism of Jesus.
这里讲的是耶稣受洗。
When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了。他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下落在他身上，从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Now the dove is a very gentle and harmless creature, and it can be easily startled.
鸽子呢是一个非常柔和的非常无害的一个动物，而且它很容易受惊吓。
And that day we see the Father from heaven, speaking from heaven, we see the Son on earth being baptized, and we see the Holy Spirit coming down from God out of heaven.
所以在那一天的场景中呢，我们看到了天父，因为天父在天上说话，我们也看到了圣子，他在地上受洗，我们也看到了圣灵，他仿佛鸽子从天降下来。
And the dove rested upon him.
而且这鸽子呢是停留在他的身上了。
Well, the Holy Spirit, rather, I should say, like a dove.
或者我们说，应该说圣灵仿佛鸽子停落在了他的身上。
Now that was very significant.
这是非常重要的。
Because all through the ages of man, there had been no one that the Holy Spirit could rest upon.
因为在人类历史上没有别人圣灵可以一直待在他的身上，就是停留在他的身上。
We read in the Old Testament the Spirit of God came upon people for special service for the Lord.
在旧约里我们读到圣灵临到某一个人，为了让他完成神给他的一个特殊的工作。
We even read about, them being filled with the Spirit.
我们也读到圣灵充满某些人。
On special occasions.
在一些特殊的时刻，特殊的场景。
But no one in the Old Testament from Adam until this day by the banks of the Jordan River had the Holy Spirit rested permanently on a man.
但是自从亚当直到在这一天在约旦河的这个岸边，在这中间没有任何一个人圣灵可以永远的、恒久的留在他的里面。
So there's a number of pictures, you might say, or emblems of what the Holy Spirit does. Now, just a little bit more about the dove. When we think of the power of God, what do we think about?
所以这就是我们刚才讲的几个形象来描述圣灵。我们在对于圣灵像鸽子这一点呢，我们再多说几句。如果
The Lord Jesus went forth from the Jordan River in the power of the Holy Spirit. He was driven by the Spirit into the wilderness to face the devil. And then he led a life full of the power of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣在约旦河受洗以后呢， 圣灵就充满了他，给了他力量，然后他就接着去受了试探，然后他就开始他的服事的过程中都充满了大能。
What characterized that life?
他的这个主耶稣的生命的特征是什么呢？
It was a gentle, he was a meek, he was a quiet man who honorably bore the truth of God to mankind.
我们看到的是一个柔和、谦卑、安静的人的形象，然后他用口把神的真理讲给人听。He
was the gentle one.
他是一个非常柔和的人。Mothers
brought their children to him, and the children didn't seem to be afraid to be taken up in his arms and blessed.
妈妈们把小孩子带到主的面前，主把他们抱在怀里的时候，这些小孩子一点都不害怕。
Sinners would come to him.
罪人也愿意到他的面前来。
He was the most approachable and gentle of all men.
他是一个特别让人能够可以接近、特别柔和的人。
In Matthew chapter 11, he says, Come, learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart.
在马太福音11章里面，主说，你们要来学我的样式，我是柔和谦卑的。And
brothers and sisters, that's how the Holy Spirit would manifest himself through a believer even today.
这也是圣灵今天要借着信徒来显明他自己的样子。
Not with great dishonoring displays of emotion and so on.
不是一个特别有强烈情绪化的一个这样的形象。
But with a quiet dignity.
而是一个特别安静的。
That would be a reflection of the Holy Spirit through a believer today.
所以一个安静的圣徒的性格呢，是能够体现出圣灵的样子。Well,
let's look at some things that the Holy Spirit does today.
我们再看看今天圣灵都做着些什么工作。There
are certain ministries that are associated with each of the persons of the Godhead.
三位一体的神呢，每一位他们都有自己的工作。
And I've mentioned this a little bit earlier.
我们刚才前面提到过一点。
The Father, first of all, his ministry is that he purposes, he wills, he plans.
天父的工作呢，他是定一个计划，定一个旨意，而且就是按照他有一个意愿开始的。
The ministry of the Son was to was to carry out the will of the Father, taking on himself humanity.
正子的工作呢，是要执行父的旨意。 他使自己变成一个，取了一个人的形象。
And that he would be then the visible manifestation of God the Father.
他给人一个能看见的，显明神的父神的形象。
And the invisible spirit now, because this is the age of the Holy Spirit, we're going to be looking at that next week. How the Holy Spirit came and what he does in believers. We're going to look at that next week. But the invisible, or I better let you translate that.
圣灵呢是看不见的，我们也把现在的这个时代叫做圣灵的时代。我们下周呢会具体的讲圣灵在今天在信徒身上是怎么做工的。
So let's, the invisible spirit, his ministry. Here's some of the things that he does.
人眼看不见的圣灵呢，他是做了以下的工作。
By his power, everything is accomplished.
借着他的能力呢，他的能力可以成就一切。
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, we read about the Spirit of God moving upon the face of the waters.
创世纪的一章二节里面，我们读到神的灵运行在水面上。He
is the one through whom everything was created by his power.
借着圣灵的能力呢，创造了万有。
Psalm chapter 104 verse 30. We could go there.
104篇。
You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth.
你发出你的灵，他们便受造，你使地面更换为新。
In Romans chapter 1 verse 4, we find that it was through the power of the Holy Spirit that Christ was raised from the dead.
罗马书的一章四节里面说，按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明，是神的儿子。Romans
1 verse 4.
罗马书一章四节。
And he was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
就刚才我读的，这里面就表明，圣灵的能力是使耶稣从死里复活的。
All the divine miracles were by the power of the Spirit of God. All Jesus' miracles he did by the Spirit of God.
所有的神迹都是借着圣灵的能力的。
Luke chapter 4, we read there and verse 18.
18节。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's appointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to recovery sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用高高我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。So
he, all by his power, all things are accomplished. Another thing that he does now in the world is he reveals God to man.
所以刚才我们讲的是第一点，借着圣灵的能力，一切。 都能够成就。在第二点呢，就是他把神启示给人。He's
the author of the scriptures, revealing God's will to us.
他是圣经的作者，把神的旨意启示给人。
First Peter 1 21. 2 Peter 1:21. For prophecy never came by the will of God or by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动说出神的话来。
So he's the author of this book.
所以这本书圣经的作者是圣灵。
As well as being the author of the book, he's the one who teaches us about what's in the book.
他不仅是这本书的作者, 而且他还是教导我们这书里到底写了的什么的那个老师。
And he's known as the Spirit of Truth, is another one of his titles.
他还有一个名字叫做真理的圣灵。
We need the Holy Spirit to understand the things that God has revealed in His Word.
我们需要圣灵，我们才能明白神在他的话语中所启示给我们的。
John 16 and verse 13.
约翰福音16章13节。
The Lord Jesus here, it was on the night that he was betrayed in the upper room before the Holy Spirit came. So he's talking about the coming of the Holy Spirit yet future.
这时候主耶稣是在他被卖的那天晚上在马可楼上，那时候圣灵还没有来，他讲的是将来圣灵要来的事情。
So in verse 12 he says, I still have many things to say to you, but you can't bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of Truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come.
从12节开始读，我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的。
And he did that. The apostles were special men chosen by God to relay the word of God to us by the Holy Spirit.
而且他的确是这么做的。使徒呢，就是圣灵启示，把神的话重新写出来给我们看的人。
But this has an application for us tonight.
这也是我们今天晚上学到的一个应用的点。
He says he will guide you into all truth.
他说他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
That is, with the scriptures, if we rely upon the Holy Spirit to teach us as we read the scriptures, little by little, they will become real to us. They'll have spiritual reality.
所以就是说，当我们读圣经的时候，如果我们全然的仰赖圣灵来教导我们的话，我们一点点的就会完全的明白真理是什么。
I remember when I was a young Christian, there was so much I didn't understand. But you know, but as I read the scriptures, even then, there were little things that the Spirit of God taught me that I needed to know right at that moment.
当我还是一个年轻的基督徒的时候，我读圣经的时候有太多不明白的了。但是即使在那个时候，我只要读圣经，圣灵就会告诉我我那个时候最需要明白的一点。Another
thing that he does, notice in verse 14.
圣灵还做的一件事情呢，我们看14节。
He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. It's an important concept is that the Holy Spirit doesn't speak of himself. His purpose is to reveal the Son.
这是一个很重要的概念，就圣灵从来不说他自己，他的唯一的目的就是来显明，来启示圣子。
He reveals the Son as the object of our faith.
他把圣子启示给我们，这是我们信心的标的。
See, it wasn't the Spirit that sacrificed his life because the Spirit had no, has, is no, is not, was not incarnate.
不是圣灵为我们献上的赎罪祭，是主耶稣为我们献的祭，因为圣灵他没有一个肉身，他不是道成肉身的那一位。
But it was through the eternal Spirit that Christ offered himself to the Father as a sacrifice for us. And the Spirit now points us to look to the Savior, the Lord Jesus.
是主耶稣基督把他自己献上赎了我们的罪，所以现在圣灵要把我们指向，把我们的眼目指向那个救赎我们的救主耶稣基督。
And he is the true guide to, for our correct pathway. If we want to follow the Lord, how do we follow the Lord? The Holy Spirit is our guide.
我们如果想要跟随主的话，谁是我们的向导呢？圣灵就是我们那个真正的向导。
Romans chapter 8 verse 14.
罗马书的八章十四节。
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
Lastly,He's the one who brings spiritual life to everyone, the Holy Spirit.
最后一点圣灵做的工作就是他是那个赐给我们每个人属灵生命的那一位。
It's the Holy Spirit who convicts men and women of sin, that they need a Savior.
是圣灵告诉我们每一个男人女人，我们是个罪人，我们需要一个救主。
It's the Spirit of God that enables us to see the Lord Jesus as the one who meets our need.
也是圣灵让我们看见主耶稣是能够满足我们那个需要，属灵的需要的那一位。
And then as we mentioned earlier, it's the Spirit of God who regenerates, or we are born again by the Spirit of God.
而且最后也是我们前面提到的，是圣灵重生了我们。
John chapter 3 verse 5.
You have 福音三章五节。
Jesus answered, most assuredly, or truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit,He cannot enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
The water there speaks of the word of God, regeneration by the word of God, the washing of water by the word and the spirit.
是代表神的话，就是我们是因为听到了神的话而重生的。
How can you be born again?
你怎么才能重生呢？
How were you born again?
你是怎么，或者说你是怎么重生的呢？
Very simple.
非常简单。
You read about the work that the Savior did at Calvary in the Word of God, or someone preached it to you. You heard the Word. It went into your spirit.
你或者是听别人说过主耶稣基督在哥哥他山的十字架上所做的事，或者是你自己在圣经里面读到主耶稣在十字架上所做的事。
That word, that word convicted you of your sin and need of a savior.
这个话呢, 就使你明白, 你是有罪的, 你需要一个救主。
That same word told you of a love, a God who loves, who gave his son for you.
也同样是神的话, 告诉你, 神是爱, 他爱你, 他把他的儿子赐给了你。
And that's the Spirit of God using the Word of God so that you might be born again simply by faith. When you believe that, you become born again.
所以这就是神的灵借着神的话, 进到你的心里。 如果你相信, 你就重生了, 你相信这个, 你就重生了。
It's the water of the Word and the Spirit of God, and then by faith is the new birth.
所以要借着神的话, 也借着圣灵, 然后你在你的信心里面。
Now if you have never ever truly put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you could do that tonight. It might be a good start for you. Maybe you've been going to church for a long time, but have never yet, don't really know whether you belong to the Lord Jesus, whether you're saved or not. Tonight could be your night.
如果你从来没有信靠过耶稣基督的话呢, 你今天晚上就可以做这个事情。 也许你去教会了很长时间, 但是你一直都没有不知道怎么跟主建立关系, 那你今天就可以这样做, 你就是在信心里面, 接受神的话,
You've heard the word about justification.
你听过关于称义的神的真理。
How we can be righteous before God.
我们怎么能在神的面前称义呢?
Now the Holy Spirit tonight is here. Right where you are. He's everywhere.
今天圣灵今天晚上就跟我们同在，不管你在哪里，他都与你同在。
And if you place your faith in that word, the Spirit of God will come into your heart tonight. The Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit will come into your life.
如果你今天就把你的信心放在神的话语上，那么神的灵，也就是圣灵，今天就会住到你的心里去。
And you become God's child.
你就能够成为神的孩子了。
So next week we're going to look at what happened at Pentecost. A new beginning, a new age began, something entirely different. So tune in next week, Lord willing. We'll see you in the will of the Lord.
我们下星期来看五旬节发生了什么。 五旬节是一个全新的开始，从这里就是开始了一个新的时代。请大家准备好下个星期的同一时间再来。Thank
you so much. May the Lord bless you. Harold, would you please again just pray and give our sister a chance to translate?
感谢主，也愿主祝福大家。我们现在请 Harold 给我们做一个结束的祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the truth of God. And we find it a little difficult to understand the Holy Spirit of God because he doesn't have a body, he is a spirit. We've learned a lot about him tonight, Lord, and we want to thank you for all the truths that we have learned.
那我们今天晚上学习了很多关于圣灵的知识，我们为这真理感谢你。
There is a sense, Lord, in which the Spirit of God is particularly active in our lives, and we want to thank you for the work that the Spirit of God does in our lives.
因为我们也知道圣灵非常积极地在我们的生命里面做工，我们为他在我们生命里的工作感谢你。
Lord, help us to understand him, we pray.
我们祷告祈求你让我们能更多地明白他。
Help us to follow him. And Lord, we pray that we will not grieve him. We want to obey the truths of God and make the Holy Spirit of God happy. So Lord, again, we just thank you for tonight. We pray that each one of us will learn and grow from what we've learned tonight. And Lord, in particular, we pray that we will come back next week because the theme that we will be starting with is the promise that the Holy Spirit of God can come and will come to each of us who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
特别的祈求下星期我们能够继续再回来继续学习因为我们得到了这样的应许对所有相信的人圣灵就会进到他们的里面
So we give thanks, Lord, and we pray your blessing upon each one of us.
我们感谢你也求你的祝福临到我们每一个人
And we ask these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祈求是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.